Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, that twice weekly program, podcast, and show for needlework artists. And this week, as always, when Vonna and I are together doing these kinds of things, we're sponsored by Sassy Jacks. And here's a word from Kim.
This edition of Fiber Talk is proudly sponsored by Sassy Jacks Stitchery. Sassy Jacks is a vibrant young needlework shop located on the picturesque Main Street of Weaverville, North Carolina, happily situated between Five Little Monkeys Quilt Shop and nationally recognized Well-Bred Bakery. We are nestled in a valley of the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of western North Carolina, just minutes north of Asheville and a short 20-minute drive from the Biltmore State, one of America's national treasures. Sassy Jack's Stitchery is proud to be a brick-and-mortar needlework shop, featuring cross-stitch, counted needlepoint, embroidery, and punch needle. We host a wonderful collection of fine antique needlework samplers on display, many of which have chartered patterns available for purchase. We frequently rotate our collection, so every visit is likely to yield a new treasure for you to enjoy. We are moving into our fall and winter season of stitching at Sassy Jack's, and we invite you to join us in one of the many opportunities we've created for you to stitch along and learn. We have a return of our tree decorating event, wherein everyone who sends us a newly stitched ornament for our tree by December 24th will receive a coupon for 15% off any single purchase during January and February. This year will also mark our third year doing our special Valentine's Day small exchange. We've opened our designer selection to include Summerhouse Stitchworks and Jeanette Douglas Designs, in addition to Plum Street Samplers. You may stitch any small design from any of these designers using a pattern and supplies from your stash or purchasing something new from us at Sassy Jack's. Finish it into a needlework small and send it to us before January 25th. We will exchange it from another in the group and send you a beautiful gift from your stitching sister just in time for Valentine's Day. Check out our website or upcoming newsletters for more details and finishing tips for these fun winter traditions at Sassy Jack's. We hope you find a way to visit us soon. If you can't make it to us, we hope you visit us online at Facebook, Instagram, SassyJackStitchery.com, and our new FlossTube channel, Yonder Ways. We love it when you stop by and say hi, whether it's in person or online. We truly appreciate you, and we really appreciate all we hear and learn from Fiber Talk. We are super proud to be a sponsor of this wonderful resource for stitching goodness. Thank you, Fiber Talk, for giving us some stabby pokey talk twice a week. Kim and team at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for sponsoring us. And I got to ask you, did you buy the Mary Ann Frame 1796?
I have it in my cart.
That was like a lawyer that never asked a question that he or she doesn't know the answer to. See, I didn't know the answer, but I knew the answer.
See? I haven't bought it yet. I almost did it. And then I thought, okay, now wait a minute. I'm just going to sit and think about this. And then like right before we came on it, she goes, you have, you know, like just a few more hours before, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh gosh.
Yep. Yeah, because we're recording on Monday, and so she had when you hear this, she had a Cyber Monday deal for, what, $13, where it's normally 26 or something?
I think it was 12 and it's normally 24. I don't know, maybe whatever. 13. Yeah. Well, Middle Mist Red is also on sale, and I've always kind of had my eye on it, too.
See, I knew. See, I haven't really talked all day long, but I knew. Yeah, I knew. Yeah. I think I'm going to buy it, too, when we get done here.
You are? You're going to buy it?
I think I am. Mary Ann Frame. Yeah. I like that.
I don't feel like it looks like a very large sampler.
I don't think so, no. More your size, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not very densely stitched either.
No.
It doesn't seem like.
Looks pretty quick, but I like the way it looks.
I do, too.
And it's a nice price, you know, almost half off, so.
That's right. Why not?
In the immortal words of Vonna, why not?
Right. And you could get basically a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
And hey, folks, you might notice that Vonna's sounding pretty good. New mic for Vonna.
That's right.
Now watch, I say that, and then the actual recording will be just garbage, but I don't think so.
Laying down the bucks for Fiber Talk.
Yeah, no, this is great. Because, yeah, we've had more than our share of trouble with Vonna's voice signal at the other end there. So we have a new mic sounding good. Yep. So, okay, so that's the new one, the new release, and that's a pre-order, Marianne Frame 1796 at Sassy Jack's. It's one of Kim's Sassafras samplers, her line of reproduction samplers, and that's a pre-ordered. When is it that she's available, that it's available?
I think it's available. I don't know. I thought it was, let me look real quick.
Okay.
I thought it was like soon.
Yeah, it's not too long because this is Monday and it was a pre-order on Monday. So it seemed like it was a week or so and it would be available.
Yeah, I think so, that it was really, really fast.
Yeah, but I like it. It's a nice one. Marianne Frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got Adam and Eve in it, doesn't it?
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here it is. Marianne Frame. Mid-December, shipping expected.
There we go. So, yeah.
It's beautiful. It has, well, let's just talk about Marianne Frame, because when you hear this, it'll be $22, but rip on you, but you can still get it. And it's, it says.
You're such a sympathetic thing.
That's right. It's got those basket of flowers like I like. And it's got Adam and Eve. And it's got those, well, okay, so remember that postcard that has the picture of that flower that I bought when I was down there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's from
that was from this one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it says, the verse is, why should I say, yet too soon to seek for heaven or think of death? A flower may fade before the noon, and I this night may lose my breath.
Well, that's just kind of depressing.
Kind of sad there.
Jeez.
But the border is very pretty.
Yes.
It's all very pretty. It has two hearts in the middle. It's very nice.
Yep. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah. I think I'm going to get that when we get done so I get the Cyber Monday price.
Yeah.
Why not?
And the Black Friday prices are still good, I guess, because that is that Middle Mist Red one is on sale as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There we go.
There you go.
Helping people spend money. It's what we do.
Well, yeah. And do you know, she's got all those like things like leftover six kits from that were left over from the Bethia
uh-huh.
class that has a bag, a needle minder, a pen, a notebook. She had six of those left over that she's selling. There's needle minders on sale. There's her Ort bowls on sale. There's various little class, you know, like little classes, kits that she has left that's for sale.
Yep.
I don't know. There's just like all kinds of good stuff.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
Remind me, speaking of the Ort bowls, on our Friday live show this week, Friday night at
7
o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, right?
Right.
Oh, no. Right? Is that right or is it 6 and 7? You got to be kidding me.
I think it's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock my time.
So 7
right?
o'clock my time. Yeah, that's right. Good. Confuse the people.
Good Lord.
So that Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. Yeah, that's right. So 8765 across okay. the country. Our live show will be back. And on YouTube, got to remind people, we'll put it on Instagram, notice about it. But we're on YouTube now all the time with our videos. We're not doing Instagram live videos anymore because, yeah, it's better on YouTube, trust me.
Yeah.
All the way around. So we'll be on there. And remind me to show my, this is complete overkill, my three Ort bowls.
You have three?
I have three now. I have one, the one from Sassy Jack's that we got when we were there.
Yeah.
And then I have two now. I bought a new one from It's Mike's Turn. Yeah. It looks pretty stupid sitting there. Three Ort bowls. Yeah. It's stupid, but I don't care. I love beautiful wood finishing, and he did the job. So, yeah. So, yeah, I have three Ort bowls sitting on my table. And then every time I have a piece cut off, then I have to decide what bowl it goes in.
I'm going to put my red ones in here, and I'm going to put my green ones in here.
It's so stupid. It's just stupid, but I don't care. Those two from It's Mike Stern are just so gorgeous, I don't care. But I do. Oh, wait, I can put it in this bowl this time. There's nothing in here. That's just pathetic. Just pathetic. But anyway, so remind me to show them, because I'm pretty proud of those two. All three of them, okay. Actually. I like the Sassy Jacks. Those handmade ceramic things, they're pretty neat. I like them.
I love that one. I love mine too. I'll show mine too.
Yeah, we'll do like Art Bowl Parade.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody bring your art bowls.
Yeah. So, yeah, join us Friday night. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, and then the rest of the world, I don't know. Well, let's see, 7, that's 1 in the morning UK time for Sharon Bruce, right?
Yep.
And I think it's the same time for Jessica Grimm, too, who was up the last time in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. That's,
so, yeah.
We're not that interesting.
I don't know. But they showed up, so we appreciate that. Yeah. So
that's right. Yep,
Friday night on Instagram. Best thing to do is get the subscribe to Fiber Talk on Instagram and click on the little bell. Then you get the notice. And and then right away, I try to that night when we get done, then I'll post the video. So if you didn't see it or you're another part of the world, you can see it in the morning. So all those go up there. But I noticed you have to look at the top because there's a separate category for live. And so it goes there. It doesn't always go in the usual run of videos. But so Friday night, join us. It's fun. Yep.
We do have a good time, and we've been having a lot of people joining us. I mean, I've been amazed at how many people join us.
Yeah, I have too. Appreciate it, but I've been amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody that is joining us.
Yep. Appreciate it. And beer is allowed.
Yep.
I got to go. That's right. I got to go see if I – what is that beer you drink?
Vanilla barrel.
Bourbon barrel
vanilla cream.
I got to go see if I can get some of that. Then we could be like twins.
Well, actually, I've got two new varieties that I'm going to be drinking.
Stop it. Stop it. Fauna's beer house. I got to go find some of that because it looked awful mighty tasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very delicious.
Yep. Okay, tell me about... You and your projects. So now we're doing an Advent sampler, the Jane Stanwix 1843, which I never did buy, and I got to go buy that. So now you're starting a 25 days of Christmas sampler.
Well, I don't know why I did that.
You truly are sick. You know, you are just an ill individual.
It's not a very large sampler. I think I can get it done by Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, God. I really do. I think it's like Jesus. I think I can get it done. If I'm not done by Christmas Day, I'm hopeful to be done by New Year's. But anyways, can you not – people need to go to the Spring Green Wisconsin Country Sampler website and look at Janine's – or how do you say her name? Jan, I don't know. I don't know what her name, last name is Horton, and her first name is Jeanne. How do you say that?
Well, I would just say that's Jean.
Jean, okay. So Jean Horton, you need to go look at, that's the owner of Country Sampler, and she does, in my mind, fantastic conversions in primitive colors. And
now remember, folks, this is in Vanna's mind.
In my mind, right.
So just to put that in a perspective.
Yeah, in my mind. Didn't I say in my mind?
You did. I'm just making sure to emphasize that when people listen to the rest of this, that they have to remember that this is in your mind.
Yeah, in my mind, she has fantastic. And that, her changes to a lot of different, cross-stitch pieces are fantastic. And the Jane Stanwix, I had seen it before, the chart. And I thought, that's a nice chart. But it never, hit me between the eyes until I saw her her color changes. And then I kind of forgot about it. You know what I mean? And then this, her blog and their newsletter really sometimes get me hook, line, and sinker. And
you're
thought,
a tough sell, too.
I know. I know I am. Yeah. And I saw it again
like
this year,
noodle.
And I thought, that's it. So I got it. And it is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I have to say, well, I almost bought it the same night you bought it. I think I had to go downstairs to get my wallet, and that stopped me. Then I didn't buy it. But I have to say that the colors, everything, are just gorgeous on that.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, I don't think, like I said, it's not very big. I will say the chart's a little hard to, because it's four. I mean, it's very large and it's black and white, which I like black and white charts. But it's four pieces of paper, and there's not that, like these, like two stitch over, you know what I mean?
It doesn't have that?
No. And so it's really kind of like boggled my mind, because I started in the middle because I, you know, when somebody else cuts my linen, I prefer to just start in the middle. Then that way I know it'll fit. You know what I mean? And, so I started yesterday, and, I'm really liking it. It's on 36 count Confederate gray, and I'm stitching one over two.
One over two on 36. I like that Confederate gray.
Yeah, and you know, I do too.
Ooh. That's a nice, classy look.
Yeah, and I really like her colors that she's chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, that's a nice package. Did you go silk or cotton?
It's cotton.
Yeah. But what cotton does she use, DMC?
There are some that are DMC, and then there's like maybe five or six DMC, 2 weeks Dye Works, and then the rest are Gentle Arts.
Okay. So you bought the kit then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Chart, Confederate gray, linen, and threads.
The conversion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, that's how you get her conversions. You can't call her and say, hey, I want the conversion. And you have to buy I guess the kit.
Well, that makes sense. If she went to the trouble of putting it together, yeah.
Yeah. So I bought it. I've bought several kits from Jean.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
I quite frankly, I almost fell off my chair just now.
I know.
I just kind of getting back in the seat here.
I know.
I did not expect to hear that out of you. Wow. I'm just give me a moment.
Oh, shoot.
So, okay. So you bought that kit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to get the kit. How much was the kit?
I think like $62.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's bad for the linen, the chart,
no.
The fibers and the conversion. I think it's like, $60.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Can you get higher count in the Confederate gray? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Mm-mm. Okay, that's all right. It's all right.
I don't know. I think that that's just what she had.
Yeah. We got to do a road trip up there.
I would really. Oh, well, you know how much I want to go.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to you got to get in the car and drive north and then road trip.
Oh, I want to go so bad. I don't know. I need to save money before I go, though. Because not only is the Country Sampler a cross-stitch shop, it's also a quilt shop.
Uh-huh.
So.
See, I want to go just to watch.
What, me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I just want to watch that.
It's a beautiful. I've never been there. But it appears, I mean, do you get her newsletter or anything, read her blog or anything like that?
I have read her blog. I do not get her newsletter.
Well.
Guess I have to get signed up, huh?
Oh, I tell you what. I have followed her for years. And fantastic. I just really like everything that she does. I mean, I'm not even, I'm not even like kidding. I just really do. I really do like her a lot.
Okay, so road trip. All right, next year, road trip there. We got going to Sassy Jack's.
In May.
In May. So two road trips. Then next time in Phoenix, we got to get you to Phoenix.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Phoenix someday too.
All day Thursday on stitch-in day at the attic. Yeah, we got to do that too. Road trips. Line them up.
Okay. Jane Stanwix. Here, I looked it up for everybody. Jane Stanwix, 1843, 6270.
Okay. So, see, that's pretty good. So, that's the conversion with the threads, and they are some weeks and some gentle arts.
Yeah, and some DMC.
And your linen and your chart.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Person could almost stand to spend that money.
I tell you what, that was a real bargain, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really is a nice one. Yeah, almost bought it. Yeah.
Yeah, I really do like it. And the little girl put like trees growing out the roof of the house or something, and leaves or something. And I find that's where I'm at, is at the roof of the house. And I was like, what did she do here? She put like leaves. Growing trees growing out of the roof of this house. But anyways, I love this sampler. I'm going to have it done.
Okay.
It's going to the fair next year.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is this item number one on the fair list?
Yeah, item number one. Oh.
All right. There we have it right there.
I know, and I finished it. I had to work today, and which I know you know that, but they don't know that.
Right.
And I finished an ornament. I mean, well, not an ornament, but I finished a piece that is destined to be an ornament. And I'm going to do it in a way that I have not seen done ever before, and I think I'm going to do a video tutorial.
Ooh, giving away the trade secrets again.
Mm. I know. You know, people... I don't know that I should do that, but I think I'm going to.
Okay.
Why not? People will copy me anyways and then say it's theirs. So I might as well just get it out there and just put my name on it.
Yep. I wish I lived closer, because I would love to be there to help you do one of those videos.
I think it would be funny. Well, you could, I mean, now that we've got this set up with Skype or whatever we're doing with the YouTube thing, or what are we doing? It's that video software that we have.
Right.
That's the Skype.
Yeah.
We don't have it. You have it. I think that we could do things like that still, even with you remote.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we need more things to record.
You know, yeah, we don't. It's like not like we don't have. We're just sitting around waiting for something to do.
Yep. Just bored out of our minds. Need more things to record.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I'm game.
Yeah, someday.
I don't care. It's only time, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yep. Want to call everyone's attention to the Modern Folk Embroidery, Jacob, our good friend Jacob, his Bristol Monkey Sampler. Now, it's a new one that he is inspired by the Bristol samplers, but it's his own creation. And 50% of the price on all sales in December go to a local orphanage. And so encourage you to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought one for because somebody, why do I not write these names down? Somebody who is doing a banding sampler and has taken some borders off of Jacob's sampler.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking. I don't have her name.
So. Don't take it personal, people, really. It's not meant personally.
No.
And there were a couple of them. That's what got me. Wait a minute. I got to have those two in my banding. So then I went and bought it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what do you say about that? That is just, and he's just a good guy, Jacob.
Yep.
And so this is what I'm going to tell everybody to do. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Marching orders.
Okay, go to Modern Folk Embroidery, pay your money, feel good about yourself because you're helping kids, and you're helping Jacob too, and you buy his monkey sampler. Then download that sucker and trot on over to Sassy Jack's website. Get yourself some banding, pick out some threads, whatever color you want. And then in a week or so, there you go. All ready to go.
Yep. Yep. And Kim carries the Modern Folk Embroidery line.
Yeah, she does.
So you can, yeah, you can get the whole deal right there. Yeah. But I don't think she probably doesn't have this one because he's doing a charity thing with it. So there's no way he could let her have it at wholesale and then blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, so, yeah. So I just think it's a cool thing that he's doing in the spirit of orphans.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That was a good, that was just really a great idea.
Yep. But I love the sampler. I mean, it's, I like it. I'm going to steal pieces off of it for my banding, but I like it enough that I might actually do it. The sampler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I really like it. I like the way you put it together.
That's really something for you to say that. I mean, I don't mean that like, whoa.
I'm not sure what that meant, but okay.
I just mean, you know, you're just like, you're not one to like, you're not like me that's like wakes up in the morning, you know, I think I'm going to start something today. You know what I mean? You have to like really like think about it or want to do it. So that's really a feather in old Jacob's cap for you to even suggest that you might stitch it.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to do that one. I don't know. That's a feather in his cap, but I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's yeah. Not, that's it's a beautiful, it's a very nice sampler.
Yeah, I really like, I like what he does. He does good work.
I do. I like him too.
He has a touch. There's something about it. You know, because on the surface, his designs, you know, you think, oh, that okay, that's just a nice design. But he just, there's an extra element in there in his designs that just really appeals to me.
It's ordered.
Yes. That helps.
You know, it's very, what do they say? If you're beautiful, you have your, both sides of your face are the same. What's that called?
Symmetrical.
Yeah. His designs are symmetrical. See, I'm not beautiful because I couldn't think what the name was. I am not symmetrical. I am asymmetrical, but no, his designs are very, I've thought about it. And what appeals about his designs to me is that they're symmetrical. And I think another thing is that they're monochromatic. You know, that's striking.
Yeah.
To be monochromatic. I think that his choice of color and then of color of thread and then color of background fabric is very complimentary. He's just, yeah. I agree with you. There's something about his designs that make you stop and think, what is that?
Yeah.
And I think to me, it's just the orderliness of it and the symmetrical aspects of it.
Yeah, he just has, and I'm thinking, see, the monochrome samplers have my wheels spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, and this is just here at this very moment in time, that could change tomorrow. I'm thinking about a light yellow linen, straw, you know, just kind of a nice gentle yellow,
mm-hmm.
and then a nice rich brown thread.
Mm. What makes you start thinking about this stuff?
Well, I've been to the doctor.
Oh.
And I'm on several medications, and they're not lined up right, and so weird things are happening. No.
Like a buttercup yellow? Or
yeah,
like a,
there,
like
that, a yeah. Yeah, that. No, like a buttercup yellow.
And then what kind of brown? Like a chocolate brown?
Yeah, like a real rich chocolate brown, yeah. Like a milk chocolate. Yeah, I'd have to see it to know.
You know, I'm glad that I can help you. Like, see, it was like that purple stuff, you know, when you didn't know how to say what kind of purple you wanted for the on-use day. And I said, you know, like royal purple. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that. See, I don't know the names. I just know what I like.
Yeah, buttercup yellow and a chocolate brown. Yeah, that would be pretty.
I think that would be unique and beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is yellow or brown any of your favorite color is blue.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But yellow and brown doesn't fit in that.
No, but I don't have any trouble seeing yellows and browns.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably why it appeals to me. But no, yeah. I like that. I like that combination. And if you get just the right combination, I think that can be really nice without being overwhelming.
Right. I agree.
Because you got to be careful with yellows.
Yeah.
Because they can be vile at some point.
And, you know, that made me remember that that's another reason why I need to order this Kim's sampler because, you know, should I go ahead and get the gray linen, the Parisian gray?
Well.
For the On You Stay?
I have to say, it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
I have to say, she picked a good one.
Yeah, she did. And yeah. The old sulky or whatever, 12 weight, one yep. strand on 32 count, that's pretty.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I need to do that.
That sulky is a nice thread.
I've never stitched with it.
I just bought a couple spools and I played around with it. I like it.
I've sewn with it, but I've never stitched with it.
I like it. Yeah, and I'm going with Floche, white Floche on my purple On You Stay. Is that how you say it, Floche? I think it is.
Yeah, how I would say it. Yeah, some people might not know about that.
It's a beautiful thread.
And it's made by DMC.
Yep.
And it's typically used, or a lot of the times, it's used for padding stitches, right, on surface embroidery?
Yeah, but you use it a lot for surface embroidery. That's why I have a whole bunch of it is some surface embroidery projects that I got. I think they were Trish Burr or Mary Corbett, one or the other, probably both. But I have several colors. And so I was playing around with the purple linen that I got that Jessica Grimm sent me. It's 35 count. And so I thought, I don't want to stitch with two strands. So I got out the DMC, the what is it, 5200.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, I'm going to test this. And so I stitched with one strand, and it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough.
Well, with that purple being so dark that it is, you don't want any of that showing through your stitches.
Right, and it was showing through and too much of it.
Right.
So then I went, all right, I'll suck it up and do two strands. It still wasn't enough.
Hmm.
And then I thought, all right, maybe I need like a number 12 purl. And then as I was heading, my eyes were headed toward the drawer with all the purl in it. They passed over the Floche.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have in a big bag because I was doing some projects with it that are now in limbo. I thought, wait a minute. I wonder what this is like. So I got out the white. Oh, spot on. Nice and fat and puffy, fills right in. Yeah.
So what is Floche made out of?
Cotton, as far as I know.
Just cotton.
Just the way they put it together.
It's very shiny.
And very soft. Very soft. It has a real nice hand to it. Yeah.
Yep.
I really like it. It feels good.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going with that. I stitched, I just stitched like 5 stitches right underneath the DMC, and it was no contest. None whatsoever. And so then that makes me think, if I'm ever stitching 35 count linen.
Then you should just do Floche.
Right. Because that's always where people are. That's kind of the one or, one strand or two strands. We'll skip that noise. Just go right to Floche.
Yep.
And it stitches so nice. It's beautiful stuff to stitch with.
Huh. I've got some. Never stitched with it, though.
Oh. Well, give it a try.
Yeah, I'll have to.
The white is a nice, bright white, too.
Yeah, that's the only Floche I have is white. Because I got it because of Trish Burr. And her, I want to do that African lady.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's why I bought it, was for Trish Burr stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I bought a bunch of extra. Because, it was there.
And people, you got to find that at like a specialty shop. Like Needle in the Haystack has them, right?
Right. I got mine at Stitchville, USA in Minneapolis.
I got mine on Etsy.
Yeah. She has, all of it up there. And I'm sure Kathy Ray has it, at
Needle in a Haystack.
Yeah, I don't know if Kim does or not.
I don't recall seeing it.
I'm sure she can get it. It's not like it's hard to get.
Right.
Yeah. But, Floche for On You Stay.
Floche for On You Stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you were, I was going to ask you, because I was doing, just doing that little test stuff on that dark purple.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the magnifier and the light, and you know, I was able to see it fairly well. But you were doing something here just today on black. Were you backlighting that or just had good light?
No, I don't like it. It gives me like, and I'm not making fun of, this is not being, I'm not being funny. This is like honest to God truth. I get like I feel like I'm going to have a seizure if I backlight it from underneath.
Oh.
I can't stand it. It makes me like cross-eyed.
Can't orient. Well, I can see that. Can't orient where the light's coming from because it comes from everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes me like I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. Like there's this one thing at, they call it a stack and whack quilt block. Okay. And they take this mirror that's in like an L shape. Okay. And they put it on the fabric and they move it around and they try to see what's going to look. And it kind of, the one thing that I can think of is that it looks like kind of like a kaleidoscope. What a kaleidoscope, when you know, when you're a little kid and you did the kaleidoscope, how that looks like, you know,
yeah.
That's kind of what this stack and whack, you're supposed to find this material where it has some long of a repeat and blah, 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 blah. I don't understand it, but these people will come in to the quilt shop when I'm working. This one guy does it. He's a quilter and he comes in and he does it because he knows that I said that I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. But when they do that, and I just, my eye, like, I cannot do that. It like makes me feel like I'm going to have a seizure. I've never had a seizure, but I just mean that I've never experienced what that's like.
Yeah.
But it like reminds me of, if I was going to have one, that's what I think it would feel like.
You know, it's just so disorienting.
Yeah, I just can't look at it. And so, yes, it's disorienting for me when I cannot have it backlit. I, matter of fact, people will say, oh, put a white thing on your lap, a white towel on your lap, and then that way you can see. No, I cannot do that because I don't know which hole to focus on. It's like, I don't know. And that's probably just me. I mean, but it's just, I can't do that. So, no. Yeah. This is what I think is the number one. I've had this question like 100 times since I've posted I did 4 ornaments last week that were on black, and then I finished this ornament today that's on black. And here is what my secret to success is, okay? Not linen. Do not use black linen. No, 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 no. I use 32 count Zweigert even weave. And because the threads of the even weave are even and no slubs, not, you know, same widths and everything, there's no slubs and it's even, I feel like that's easier to count and easier to see. I think you need to have high light on the top, coming from the top, and then I wear magnification glasses. Like I did it at work today just with my readers and my LED lamp, you know, my LED lamp. I didn't have my magnifier lamp. I just had my LED daylight lamp. So that's what I don't think I could, I could, if I had my magnifier, I could do higher count black if I had my magnifier, but carrying something around, I couldn't do anything higher than 32 count. I'm just being honest, but I can't do the light from underneath. I just can't do it.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's different. And I can see how that would be disorienting because you got light coming from two opposite directions and that just doesn't, in your mind, that just doesn't make any sense.
No, and I'm like spatially challenged anyways. You know, like that's how come I couldn't do, I cannot manipulate shapes and stuff in my mind. That's why I wanted to be a doctor and I took organic chemistry and I was like, well, there shoots that down. Not going to be a doctor. Not going to be a doctor. Not going to be a pharmacist. That screws the whole thing.
Couldn't visualize the chiral form of the
no,
or of the benzene cis ring of the whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cis and the trans. No.
Yeah. That couldn't visualize those, huh?
Nope. Couldn't do it.
That's going to be a problem.
I could. And I even had the little models where I would do, and I could not even manipulate the model. I just can't do it. Yeah. I just cannot see. I cannot spatially, like, see that. Now, I'm really good at other things. I can really do a lot of other spatial type things, but I cannot do, I just can't do that. I don't know. I just can't do it. That's just, you know, I just, God didn't make me that way, I guess. That's okay. Whatever.
That's interesting, because that part of organic chemistry I didn't have any trouble with. There were some other areas I struggled with, but that wasn't one of them.
I sucked at that. I mean, I'm just downright sucked at it. I was horrible.
That's that organic chemistry. When you think, okay, we're just going to do an entire year looking at carbon and hydrogen.
Yeah.
And throwing in a few other elements, but basically just nothing but carbon and hydrogen chains. How hard can that be? Oh, jeez.
Hard. Oh. It'd be really hard.
Brutally hard. Yeah. And it makes no sense. Because, first, organic chemistry, well, that's just, what's that? You know, give it a try. Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah, long year. That and cell biology. Cell biology.
Ooh, sign me up.
Oh,
really? Oh, sign me up for that stuff. Oh, all day long. No. Best class ever, cell physiology.
I think I took that class too. And I think part of my problem with that was I had an old professor and he had given up. He didn't give a crap.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And he just, or maybe he was so passionate. I don't know. Maybe he was so passionate about it. He just thought we should know all this stuff. I don't know. I also had a new love. I mean, I had a new love life, not a love life, but a new boyfriend that semester. And so maybe I was just in love that semester and I was not in love with cell biology. I don't know. But that was the two classes, cell biology and organic chemistry, the two times in Vonna's life that she got a C+ ever.
What, C's get degrees? Is that what they say?
Oh, good Lord. That was, I was so, and I was happy to get a C+ because I thought I was going to get an F+. But anyways.
But you were in love, so, you know.
I was in love, not during organic chemistry, just during cell biology. Organic chemistry, I was just the same old Vonna, just not, couldn't manipulate cis and trans. But anyways, whatever.
Yep. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, nobody cares. I'm not even working in that stuff anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, anymore. Like if we're watching Jeopardy or something and there's science category, I think, oh, man, I'm all over this like white on rice. No, I'm not. I haven't used this stuff in so long, I can't remember 90% of it. Forget it. Just forget it. Used to know all that stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Not worth it. Yep. Yeah. So, okay. Here we are. Oh, several people have asked about, we need to do Friday night on the live show, but several people have asked about finishing threads on the front.
Oh, yeah.
And really, it's really not a big deal.
No.
It's really not. So on this banding thing, just as an example on this banding thing, and I'm using it on my seat stand thing, I'm not turning it over. So I'm doing an L stitch to start. So I just do, and like we talked about a couple, 3 weeks ago, I just do an L stitch a couple stitches away. And then when I stitch over that, then I know it's all bound down. So that's how I'm starting. But then I'm finishing on the top. So all I do is bring the thread to the top and then just bury it underneath the X's. And I suppose if you studied it real close, you could see where I buried it. But, you know, it's 1/1.
So yeah, 1/1, you don't see it that much. Now, if you're on 28 count, you do see
it. Yeah, yeah. That's different.
But, yeah, 1/1, you don't see it. I agree. And I've been doing it, too. And it doesn't really matter where you come up at, either. No. I started out coming up on the leg that I didn't go down on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would go down and then on the other leg I'd come up and then go under that way. But I've just been coming up in the middle. You know what I mean? Like kind of in the middle, just I don't know, going down. So.
Yeah. It seems really complex and sophisticated and all those things, but there's nothing to it. Just come to the top, bury it underneath, cut it off, move on.
Same as what you do on the back.
Right.
You're just burying it on the front.
Right. And there's actually, because of the X's are on the front, there's more coverage anyway, so you can't see it. So
right. And how do you, now this is a problem that I've been having. is you have to pull that, you know, see, I'm always so cognizant of how tight all my stitches are because of, you know, judging from the fairs and stuff, that I'm like, don't pull it, but you need to pull it strong enough that you can pull it, clip it, and it kind of like will ooch back a little bit,
right?
You know, so there's no like fuzzy from the cut left on the
right,
you yeah. know.
Yeah, I was going to say spring back, but I like ooch back.
Ooch
back.
Yeah.
That must be a Southern Indiana thing, ooch back.
My grandma always used that, ooch.
But you're exactly right. You put just a little tension on it, and you cut it off real close, and then it kind of springs back underneath the thread so you don't see the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And those snippers that I gave you, those are perfect for that deal.
Yes. Yes, they are. Perfect.
Yeah.
Because they have a little curve, so you can lay it right down on top of that and snip it.
Yeah, we need to show them those too.
Yeah. Basically, what we're doing is we're sucking people into the Friday night show just to see all the things we're going to show. And then we won't show any of them.
Well, the thing is, though, it is fun. I was thinking about this too, is that people are watching probably because it's wintertime and they're not doing anything.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah.
And so in summertime, we might have to scale it back a little bit.
Yeah.
And then come out full force again in fall and winter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know.
What the comforting thing about the Friday night shows is that, especially last week, we had living proof that there's a whole lot more people that have no better social life than ours.
Yeah, I guess. See, so.
You know, I felt pretty good about that.
Well, I, you know, what I really like about the Friday night show is, and when you first said, let's do this, I thought, oh gosh, I don't know that this is going to fly. But what I like about it is that it's almost, don't you feel like you're having a conversation with a whole lot of people?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do too. I feel like it's almost like we're having a stitch party.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it is fun. And then I'm all hyped up after we get done. And it's late here. Well, I mean, you know, late in Keith's
Ivana time.
Yeah.
Keith time. Yeah, it's not Ivana time. It's Keith time. Yeah.
It's Keith time and Keith Pfeiffer time. It's late. And so I'm all like hyped up and I can't go to bed. So what's been happening is he goes to sleep and I stitch then until like 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
And then that's kind of nice because, you know, I can like stay up a little bit. I know it makes me sound like my husband is like a tyrant and we go to bed at 9 o'clock, but we really do. I am an early bird and I really genuinely like to get up that early. But when you get up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, by the time it's 9 o'clock, you've been up for like how long? Like 15 hours or 16 hours or something. It's time to go back to bed.
Right.
So that's how come we go to bed so early.
Well, and your husband's not a tyrant. Your husband's an engineer. He can't help it.
Yeah, no. And he likes to go to work. You know, he leaves here. I mean, his goal is we get up at 4:30, 4:45. He's been getting there earlier. So he gets up at 4:40. We get up at 4:45. And you know, it's amazing what 15 minutes can do for a person. But anyways, we get up at 4:45 and I always just stay in bed until I hear him get out of the shower. Then I go in and that's kind of like my, okay, it's time for you to get up. And then I go in and get my exercise clothes on and I either go for a walk. In the summertime, I go for a walk, but since it's dark now and cold, I just go down to the elliptical. And so I get my exercise clothes on, go down. And so he's out the door. His goal is to be out the door by 5:15. So, you know, it's not like we have any, you know, deep conversations or anything. He's usually not a very talkative in the morning. And it's just like he makes his eggs and I try to make his coffee and fill his thermos. And then he's out the door. See you tonight, 5:10. It's like, okay.
5:10, yeah.
That's what he always says. I will see you tonight at 5:10. And I go, all righty.
He's an engineer.
That's right. Goes
with the deal.
That's right. I will see you at 5:10. Yep. And that's like whenever he sends, you know, he has to drive It used to be like 45 minutes. Now it's only a half an hour. And whenever he would get to work, I would always make him like either call me or email me. Usually it was email me to let me know that he got there safe. And so for what, 25 years, 24, we'll have been married 24 years this spring. So for 24 years, he sends me an email and he does not put like love Keith or anything like that. He puts love Keith Pfeiffer, NWSC, you know, code my name, whatever his signature is on his emails. That's what it was. He would always just go love Keith Pfeiffer, electrical engineer, train, NSWC. You know,
gosh, that's so heartwarming.
I know it is. Intimate, isn't it? I know I'm really special.
Wow. I think my heart just did kind of a thing right there just for a moment. Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, I'm okay now, but there was a moment there. Yeah, that's just special. That's just touching. Wow.
He definitely is an engineer. I mean, honestly, he is very engineer-like.
It's in the genes. Can't be helped.
Nope.
Just can't be helped. Nope. All right. I think on that highlight, Sunday. Now, Sunday, if we get our act together, so this is like 95%. Because we got a bunch of stuff to record this week. But I think we'll have our act together. Vana's really done the heavy lifting on this one. So Sunday will be Sampler Sunday, Quaker samplers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this Sunday.
Yep. This Sunday, the 8th.
Let me think. Jacob's birthday is the 4th. Yes, it is the 8th. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it'll be Sampler Sunday. Now, part of Sampler Sunday is that there's a discount at Sassy Jack's. So sponsored by Sassy Jack's. So there's a discount on the charts and the kits.
That we talk about.
Just the ones we talk about. Oh, please, that's right. Thank you. Not anyone on the planet, just the ones we talk about on the show. And so, so you get a discount on the kit or the sampler, and if she doesn't have the sampler, there's a discount on the kit, like the threads and linen and stuff. If she doesn't carry the sampler, because we don't always guarantee that she can get every sampler we talk about.
But I think in this grouping,
we got them all.
I think that she will be able to get all of them.
Yeah. So there'll be a discount, and she'll set it up on her website so that you can go there and see them. Yeah.
Right. And I also want to mention, and I'm going to mention, I am going to mention it on when we have it on Sampler Sunday. But the sample, I want to again mention it here. The samplers that we're doing, I asked each one of the designers to send me a copy and Gary a copy. And I asked several designers, and we heard back from some, and they were very generous in sending us. Of course, you know, we're showcasing their sampler, but of the ones that I did, I'm really want to thank them for, you know, doing that, because, you know, that was a cost to them to mail us the samplers and stuff. And I want to give them a nod for that and let people know that they did that out of the goodness of their heart so that we could share their beautiful samplers with them on Quaker Sampler Sunday. So
yeah, we really appreciate that because it makes a better presentation. Because the first Sampler Sunday we did, Vaughn and I owned the ones we talked about, we owned. So we were able to show those.
Right.
And then the second one we did, we owned some of them, but then others we were printing out pictures from the internet.
Right.
And that was just a terrible presentation. I didn't like it at all. I didn't think it showed off the samplers. So that's why we asked these people if they'd be willing to send us actual charts so we can show actual charts. And now with this new software on YouTube, we'll be able to show them better. And so it'll give a better presentation and we think give you a better sense of what they are.
Right.
And so it's better all the way around. And so, yeah, we really do appreciate them sending those because, yeah, they had to put a couple in the mail and it's marketing, but still it's an expense for them. So we really appreciate it. And we think it will give a better presentation all the way around and help you better appreciate those. And then you can go to Sassy Jack's and get a discount on just the ones that we talk about on the show. And we got a good lineup. I'm excited.
I feel like we got a really good lineup, and I think that we have a diverse lineup. They're not going to be all reproductions this time around. There's going to be a mix. And I've got some history that I've done, research that I've done in history, and I've got some, you know, I hope that we do it justice, but I particularly want to tip my hat to those designers that I asked and did follow through with sending charts. And I hope that the ones that we showcase that our listeners will support their business and their design company by purchasing, even if they don't want to purchase a Quaker sampler from them, they do other work, and that they purchase a design from those designers, because that was very generous of them. And like I said, not everybody even responded to me. So,
right.
You know, I appreciated the response because I didn't want to do it. I'm not good at asking for something free. And I think I told Gary that, and I was kind of nervous about doing it.
She sucked it up, folks.
and I did it because I knew Gary was very busy. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. And the first few people that responded to me were very appreciative and very gracious and happy to do it. And, you know, like I said, I didn't get positive responses or even responses at all from some of people. And I will not say who that was, but they won't be featured on Fiber Talk. So anyways, but no, I do really sincerely appreciate it. And, you know, support those designers. And I do think it's going to be I'm hopeful that it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. I mean, these people make it possible for us to do these shows at a higher level. And,
yeah.
And so that for the audience, it's a real plus. And of course, you know, yeah, support them, help them out. You know, they've got businesses, help them out, but, it's through their generosity that we're able to actually show you and talk about, the charts and have the full information rather than just a printout on a piece of paper from the internet, which
right.
it just doesn't cut it. So,
no.
So yeah, we really appreciate that. And you're just trying to do these shows at a high level, and these kinds of things make it possible. So,
Yeah.
So that's Sunday, sponsored by Sassy Jacks. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. We'll have fun recording that. That's going to be fun.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
We're calling it right here.
That's it.
All right. So when you see this show Wednesday night, we've got the Marianne Frame 1796. That's the one I got to go buy.
Yep.
The Sassafras Stitchers. And then Sunday we'll have the Sampler Sunday. And then Friday night will be Friday Night Live, where we'll actually show you all the things we talked about on the show.
Ooh, I'm going to have to listen again so I remember.
Yeah, I know. I should have made notes. Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.